Mick Tunnicliffe expressed confidence in his son's soccer skills when the lad was only 9. Young Ryan Tunnicliffe must have been pretty impressive on the pitch because Mick bet £100 that one day Ryan would play for Manchester United. A week ago Wednesday, he did. Ryan Tunnicliffe came on in the 76th minute and Mick was £10,000, about $16,200, richer for the substitution, courtesy of William Hill Bookmakers. And the bookies may not have heard the last of Mick Tunnicliffe, who also bet £100 at odds of 350-1 that his son would one day play for England's national team. That long shot would pay Mick almost $57,000. It's a long shot. I've got nothing to lose. Gonna make a big commotion on the evening news. It's a long shot. Have to make my mark. I'm Bill Littlefield, ahead on Only a Game, the biggest election of 2012. Trust me. But first, some baseball fans remember playoff games for decades after they're played, regardless of who wins. Sometimes even losses are memorable when they're suffered by minor league teams with play-by-play announcers who sprinkle a little magic on the proceedings. Sterling Smalley remembers such a game and such an announcer.
I'm a Buffalo sports fan. I've seen 4 Super Bowl losses and 2 doomed Stanley Cup finals, including one where Dallas's Brett Hall was allowed to kick in the cup-winning goal. Major League Baseball has not yet found Buffalo on the map, so I follow the minor league Buffalo Bisons. I listened to one of their games as a boy that has stuck with me like no other. Not just for the incredible game, but for the way it all unfolded on the radio.
Greg Matthews had retired 19 consecutive hitters entering the inning.
Game 4 of the 1991 American Association Championship Series pitted my Buffalo Bisons against the Denver Zephyrs. And the man behind the mic that night?
I'm Pete Weber, voice of the Nashville Predators on television.
Well, sure, he's an NHL announcer now. But back then, he was the voice of the Buffalo Bisons.
I'd have to say that I can't think of too many things I've called, and no matter what the sport, that got to me more than that did.
I hope the umpires have a police escort.
The 1991 team was dope, as we used to say, finishing 81-62 and winning their division. They also set a minor league attendance record, drawing 1,240,951 fans downtown to watch baseball in one game, it says here. That might be wrong. I was a passionate sixth-grade Bisons fan, and Pete Weber's description of the games kept me that way throughout the season.
Oh, my!
Buffalo faced Denver in the first-round best-of-five American Association playoff, and the Bisons won the first 2 games at home. The teams headed to Denver, with Buffalo needing just one of the next 3 to move on. The Zephyrs won Game 3, setting up the drama of Game 4.
Greg Matthews trying to end this one in a very big way.
Going into the ninth inning, I was glued to this game. My team was being no-hit, and they were losing 9-0. Buffalo's Jeff Banister was up first, and he was first pitch swinging.
Now Jeff Banister steps in and strokes one that probably will end the no-hit bid. Yes, he does. It bounces once.
Before that hit, Greg Matthews, the Denver starting pitcher, had retired 19 Bisons in a row. The next batter was Jeff Richardson.
2-1 to Richardson. Swung on, little looper. That's going to fall to right for a base hit.
So now the Bisons have runners at first and third, no one out. But who cares, because they're down 9-0. Batting next, Greg Tubbs.
There's a shot through the hole to left, a base hit. Banister jogs home to score. Now the shutout is gone.
Then Armando Marino.
There's a line shot to left, a base hit. Richardson will be waved home. The throw will come onto the infield from Brantley. It's a 9-2 game.
4 hits in a row to start the ninth, and Greg Matthews' night is done. Denver calls in reliever Chris George, who promptly gets one out and looks like he may put out the fire. The Bison's power-hitting catcher Brian Dorsett is up next with 2 on base.
I didn't think there was a shot until Dorsett hit the 3-run homer.
There's a shot! Brantley could only turn and watch that baby fly out of here! Go get it, Lona!
The score is now 9-5, and Buffalo is in full-blown comeback mode. I'm 11 years old, pacing around my kitchen, and I cannot believe what I'm hearing. The Bisons bat around the lineup, and then some more. With 2 outs and the bases loaded, the speedy Greg Edge comes up for the first of 2 controversial plays.
A chopper toward the shortstop. Gloved by Listash. Throw to first, and he beats it out! A close play. First base umpire Kevin O'Connor, quite frankly, I can't believe it, called him safe.
A gift from the ump, and the Bisons are within 3. All of a sudden, losing feels out of the question. With the bases loaded and Greg Edge's speed at first, Greg Tubbs could tie the game with a double.
Bases filled and 2 out. The pitch. A hot shot! Fair ball to the third base side!
I'm in the process of saying the throw is not in time, but before I could get time out.
The throw is got it. Oh, they caught him out. They caught him out. You got to be kidding me. Oh, my God. The Zephyrs win it 9-8. And what an argument ensues down at home.
And the picture in my mind is still of that call coming with Greg Edge's foot on the plate and the tag coming up high on his chest. The throw was not in time, but the ball was there. Scott Potter called him out, and then the hullabaloo ensued.
And right now, the umpire's getting assaulted as the Bison...
So the game and the Bison comeback ended on a play at the plate. This loss stung. In fact, there's a gouge in the wall at my mom's house to prove it. But the lasting memory for me will always be of the even-handed Pete Weber turning into a flaming ball of outrage.
I'll tell you this much, too, Sterling. Never, in how many years have I been on the air now, since 1973, have I been as indignant as I was that night.
The final score of Game 5, by the way, the Zephyrs 12, the Bisons 3. Conspiracy theories danced in my 11-year-old head, and sometimes they still do. Add the Bisons' 1991 loss to a long string of Buffalo sports humiliations? Sure. But I like to think I made a lifelong friend that day. Thanks, Pete. For Only a Game, I'm Sterling Smalley in Buffalo.
Hear that Bison thunder. Feel that Bison beat. Buffalo baseball Bison.